From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama has signed into law a $26 billion bill aimed at saving the jobs of hundreds of thousands of public school teachers and other government workers. The measure got final congressional approval when the House, called back from summer recess, passed the bill. House Democratic leader Steny Hoyer of Maryland.
160,000 teachers would be at risk of being laid off and probably would be laid off. What would that mean? It would mean larger class sizes for teachers to deal with, children not receiving the kind of education that they need.
Governors from both parties supported the measure. However, all but two House Republicans voted against the legislation, calling it a bailout. The president signs a bill this afternoon designed to help American manufacturers. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the measure cuts tariffs on some imports.
The Manufacturing Enhancement Act allows American companies to import certain raw materials and component parts more cheaply, cutting their production costs. A forecast cited by the National Association of Manufacturers says companies could use those savings to hire tens of thousands of additional workers. The tariff reductions apply only to products that are not available from domestic suppliers. The bill has the backing of hundreds of business groups, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Manufacturing has been a rare bright spot in the U.S. economy. Factories account for nearly 30% of all private sector hiring this year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A storm system in the Gulf of Mexico is strengthening and could reach tropical storm status later today. Todd Kimberlane with the National Hurricane Center says the storm is heading toward the site of BP's blown-out oil well.
One of the main impacts from the system will be the heavy rainfall on the order of 3 to 5 inches, with some isolated amounts within the warning area of 8 to 10 inches possible. Those would be isolated maximum amounts.
BP's crews have halted drilling of a relief well until the weather clears. That relief well designed to intersect BP's blown-out oil well in preparation for a final plugging of that well. More waters are being opened for fishing in the Gulf. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports that federal officials are saying they are confident that what's being caught is safe to eat.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has reopened more federal waters off the Florida panhandle to fishing. NOAA Administrator Jane Lubchenco says inspectors have been sniffing seafood samples for traces of chemical dispersants, and chemical testing found no oil.
The Food and Drug Administration has indicated that the compounds that are in the dispersants are not of concern for human health. Human safety.
She says testing will continue at dockside and at markets to track long-term effects of the spill. About 22% of federal waters in the Gulf remain closed to fishing. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
This is NPR News from Washington. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado, who stressed his links to President Obama's policies, has turned back a strong primary challenge and won renomination. Kirk Sigler of member station KUNC reports Bennett will face Tea Party favorite Ken Buck, who joins a growing list of GOP candidates casting themselves as political outsiders.
Ken Buck was a relative unknown until he began courting Tea Party groups and successfully painting his opponent, former Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton, as a Beltway insider. On the Democratic side, Andrew Romanoff tried a similar tactic against Senator Michael Bennett, but to no avail. In his victory speech in downtown Denver, Bennett said Washington, D.C. has a lot to learn from Colorado.
It was just a week ago that the political pundits and the Washington odds makers started counting us out of this race. They didn't think we were negative enough.
Bennett says he'll mount a general election bid that appeals to centrist voters. Independent voters outnumber registered Republicans and Democrats in swing state Colorado. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Denver.
Alaska Governor Sean Parnell says former GOP Senator Ted Stevens' career in public service will have a lasting effect on that state. Stevens was killed in a plane crash Monday.
His leadership and impact on Alaska will live on in future generations. And I got to tell you, he will be deeply missed.
Parnell speaking to reporters in Anchorage. Stevens was among five people killed in the crash of an amphibious plane near Alaska's Bristol Bay. The plane was en route to a fishing camp when the aircraft slammed into a mountainside. Four others aboard survived, including former NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe and his teenage son. The elder O'Keefe is in critical condition. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.